This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 26.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn 5 ways to spend the Christmas holiday in the U.S. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Gabby, what's happening?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about this holiday coming up.
This holiday called Christmas.
So, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about being away from home in America over the Christmas holiday, and a little bit about Christmas stuff, like things you should know that, you know, might be different from back home.
Yeah, okay. So where should we start today?
Oh my gosh. So, well, I would say, you know, how do you have fun and enjoy Christmas when you're not with your family? You're in a new city, you're in a new country in the U.S. What are some things that you could do for fun? What's one thing that comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, often you can go and do public ice skating.
Okay? Oh, cool.
So that's
something
that's kind of cool to
do. Ice skating here in Boston, in the Boston Common, in New York City, Central Park. So much
fun. Rockefeller Center. They have that skating rink in Bryant Park also.
Yeah. It's great to do with your friends or like on a date. And there's a lot of Christmas parties. Like, you know, check the newspaper, check club listings. There might be like a Christmas-themed event. That would also be fun.
Right. Cocktail parties also.
Yeah.
If you get invited to a cocktail party, what's one thing you should remember?
Well, two things.
Okay,
one thing, you had mentioned bringing something.
Yes, like a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
A bottle of
yes.
wine for your host.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's really big to wear red at holiday parties, to wear like a nice red dress.
Right.
I mean, Christmas colors are red and green, but you don't have to wear all red and green. But I'm just saying, for the ladies, if you have a nice like red cocktail dress, it could be a nice time to use it.
Yeah, and cocktail parties are fancier. They're on the fancier side. So, I mean, when I go to a party, I often wear jeans, but I wouldn't wear jeans to a cocktail party.
No, it'd be like
so
heels
something you need to
and
know.
A cute
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Guys, maybe a suit jacket.
Totally.
Yeah, looking good.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, and if you're at a party, watch out for a mistletoe.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, it was like a green leaf thing with like red berries.
Sort of
People
strange.
Hang it in doorways. And, you know, if you walk under it with someone else, the tradition is you have to kiss that person.
Yeah. You see that a lot in the movies, too.
Yeah. You can use it to your advantage if you want.
Okay, so
Another good thing is in a lot of cities they have huge Christmas trees, so you could go if you catch the lighting, or you could just go, you know, after the Christmas tree is up, you could go take a walk around there, take pictures. It's really cool. I know in the Boston Common they have one. They probably have one in Central Park too, right?
Probably,
yeah.
I don't remember, but probably.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I would just say to just keep in mind that even if you're feeling lonely or away from your family and your home culture, just think maybe you're only here for a few years, and it's a unique opportunity.
Take advantage of
that. To be in a new place at Christmas time.
Well, and another thing about the U.S. is we often spend Christmas with family. Whereas, you know, I used to live in Japan, and I know Christmas is like a big date night in Japan. So it's just, you know, it's good to know. Of course, you can go on a date on Christmas.
Sure. Do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. Exactly. But yeah, just take advantage of it. And, you know, check universities too. They often have international student gatherings or, you know, international groups. There's one called InterNations. There might be different groups in your city. So just see what's going on. And there's no reason why you couldn't organize your own events as well.
Right. And there's one more thing that you could do. A lot of times we like to volunteer. If you're feeling bored or lonely, you could volunteer at a soup kitchen. A soup kitchen is a place where people serve food to homeless people.
Yeah.
So go and give something. If you're feeling sad, just give.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's a great way to meet people as well.
For sure. And to practice your English.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Great idea. So, yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you enjoy the holiday away from home and that you just have a great time.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow, and we're going to have a Teaching Tuesday to just talk about some of the phrases that we used in this episode more in depth. So I'll see you then.
See you then.
So yeah, looking back at our episode today, our meeting Monday, we just wanted to mention that we know Christmas is a religious event. It comes from Catholicism, obviously, but we're talking about it in more of a cultural way that, you know, if you're in the U.S., it's celebrated. You know, you're going to see the stores celebrating Christmas. You're going to see a big old Christmas tree in the park, and it's good to know what it is and, you know, just to celebrate as like a cultural event, not necessarily a religious event.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
Okay, so, you know, I've actually talked with 30 different students over the past few months, and a lot of the students that I've spoken with have said that they're at an intermediate level or a high intermediate level, and they just can't seem to find a way to move beyond that intermediate level, to move to the advanced level. And this is what we want to help you guys with. But if you really want to move to that level, it's going to require a little bit more of a commitment, okay? So go for the premium transcripts that we have available for you. And in order to get those, you need to go to www.allearsenglish.com/conversations. So check it out. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.